don't know.
You ever hear of lowland or bottoms?
Oh, yeah, bottoms. When you come that way up my house, you're coming through the bottom.
What?
Up from the hill, from Whitty's down the road. That's coming through the bottom. And I always thought they called it the bottom because the river's down there, and it's the river bottom. And, you know, I never thought about that before. I've told more people, you know, to get to my house through the bottom. And that does sound a little weird, doesn't it?
What is that, the
Guadalupe.
Guadalupe River. Does anyone say Guadalupe?
I think that's supposed to be the way you say it. It's Guadalupe to me. If you look at it, it looks like Guadalupe. I think that Mexicans probably say Guadalupe.
What about that town,
Refugio?
Is that ever pronounced Refugio?
That's what it looks like. No, I've never heard anybody say Refugio. No, the only people maybe would be the people that, you know, didn't read very well or something. I would expect Laurie to pronounce it like that because she's, you know, just learned to read and everything. Mm-hmm. But it's always been Refugio.
What would you call land that's used for raising hay?
Raising hay?
Well, like
grazer?
Huh?
Well, it's our grazer patch or our whatever kind of hay it was going to be.
What about the land out this way, like Fleming?
Fleming Prairie?
What's a prairie?
It's just no trees and everywhere you see it's just like flat ground.
What about meadow? Do you use
a
that?
Hay meadow? I don't think we ever use that. I guess that's what you would call where we like got just grass growing, not that you farm it. It's just the grass grows continuously there and you can bale it. I'd call that a hay meadow. But if we farmed it, and like where we plant grazer to bale hay, I wouldn't call that a hay meadow. I'd call that a field full of grazer.
What do you mean grazer?
It's just grass you plant that's good for baling hay. It grows up tall like Johnson grass. It's good for baling.
Could it be Johnson grass?
And some people bale Johnson grass, but you don't plant it, I don't think. I think it's just something that grows, you know, all you do is cut it and bale it and then just leave it there. I think maybe they might fertilize it or something. It makes good hay, too. But,
like Coastal Bermuda would be better.
Well, that's better, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that, I wouldn't, well, you graze your cattle in. Anything, I guess, that you put your, you could turn your cattle in and let them graze when you didn't want to bale, I'd call it grazer.
Okay. What do you call land that's got water standing on it most of the time?
Bad. Marsh or swampy.
What's the difference? Marsh and swamp?
Well, when I say swamp, I probably think of something full of snakes and maybe, you know, lots and lots of water. Marshy land is just something soggy and wet to me.
Does a swamp have trees in it?
I would think so.
What would you call something similar to that near salt water?
Is that a bio?
Okay. And what different kinds of land are there around here? Different kinds of soil?
Okay, there's black land. There's sandy. Something called sandy loam, which is supposed to be real good for your flower beds in your yard if you ever want to get it. There's clay in some places. Right around this general area, most of it's black land. Going that way down the road, the land gets better.
What do you mean black land? Is that sticky?
It's sticky and it's very, very black, and when it's dry, it is hard as hell. It is.
Is that the same as gumbo?
I don't know. I've
never
heard
gumbo.
Gumbo?
What about buckshot?